what you gonna be buying, so I'm making my list here while these platters are playing. Because I wanna get something for everybody. I still remember some of my best presents. And my best presents over the years weren't necessarily the most expensive. They were just the most fun. I'll never forget when Daddy gave me that toboggan. Yeah, I love to go sleigh riding. Daddy gave me this toboggan, and I opened my presents that day with Becky Lou Buckholzer, who was at the house, and just so happened it was the white Christmas that snowed, and Daddy said, let's go out and try that toboggan. I said, all right, Becky Lou, come on. So the three of us went out in this old field with this big old hill, and we sat there, and Daddy said, well, boy, why don't you sit up front, it's your toboggan, you drive that thing. Becky Lou, you get in the middle in case you're scared, and I'll take up the rear. So Daddy's sitting there, and we go shoving off. Becky Lou leans over and says, I can feel your daddy pressing against me. I look down, you know, and Daddy's sitting there. He's got his big, long legs up either side of the toboggan. He's sitting right up against Becky. I said, Daddy! He said, what, boy? I think you're pressing up against Becky Lou. He said, I'm just sitting on a toboggan. She said, I can feel your daddy pressing up against me. I said, Daddy, you stop that back down. He said, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just riding the toboggan again. He said, boy, I'm getting frostbite. Becky Lou said, my hands are cold, too. And Daddy said, well, Becky Lou, you go ahead and put your hands up under Nino's armpits there. That's an old Boy Scout method of keeping warm. And I'll put my hands up under your armpits. I said, Daddy, don't be putting your hands under Becky Lou's armpits. He said, boy, I'm just keeping warm. Frostbite, I don't want to have my fingers fall off. How am I going to pick my nose with a stump? Sure enough, there's Becky Lou with her hands under my armpits, and Daddy got his hands under Becky Lou's armpits. He said, boy, it's greasy under here, Becky Lou. What you got? Ice blue secret is up. And then he started licking his fingers. I said, Daddy, don't you be licking your fingers. He said, boy, I'm just trying to keep it neat. Whoops. Becky Lou said, your daddy unhooked my bra. I said, Daddy, did you unhook that bra? He said, don't get excited, boy. I'll hook it back up. I just accidentally brushed it. What's this one of them kind hook in front? Let me see here. Oh, man, these are some hefty babies. I said, Daddy, you don't be hefty nothing, all right? Crying out loud. Becky Lou sniffling. She said, I'm scared. He's hooking my bra. I feel him pressing up against me. I said, Daddy. But when you know we hit this big old bump, it almost went flying through the air. And Daddy hit that snow, and that cooled off his britches a little bit. I heard this little psss. Becky Lou readjusted herself. I was furious. He said, boy, don't you get mad. There you go. Let's go down there one more time. Tell you what, I'll lead. I'll sit right up front. We'll let Becky Lou sit in the middle again, and you can sit in the back this time. That way, any pressing to be done, you'd be doing. Plus, you can keep an eye on me and her. Come on, boy, don't be so upset. I said, well, all right, Becky Lou, come on. Daddy walked up the hill dragging the slow and dragging the sled and licking his fingers. Finally, we got all up there. Daddy sat down. Becky Lou sat behind him. This time, I slung my long legs out alongside of him. We started off down the hill. Becky Lou said, Mr. Greasemanelli, I don't think I can put my hands up underneath your nasty armpits. Daddy said, well, Becky Lou, don't you worry about it. You won't need to keep your hands under my armpits to keep warm. She said, why is that, sir? He just smiled, leaned over his shoulder, and said, because them chili dogs should be kicking in any time now.
Oh, no!
Unsavory, oh, totally unsavory, I can't believe unsavory.